You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
We got a new act. It's phenomenal. It's sensational. It's terrific. It's either mediocre.
No, it's disgusting. It's a ploy.
What a ass.
You have a pretty fun show. I listen to it most of the time, you know. Keep up the good work.
God, I love you. Get the hell off the stage.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
And a good morning to everybody out there, WMDX, and you listening on your car radio this morning. Thank you. Thank you so much for streaming Bluetooth into your car radio from the Civic Media app. You know, technology is a wonderful thing.
It sure is. Okay.
I could just go on and on.
You could, but you can't.
You're
6 minutes past
off,
the hour. It is it's a cool 65 degrees. We had some showers earlier. We're going to have a little rain along the way and highs in the upper 70s. It's also a free ticket Friday. That's right. Your chance to win a 4-pack of Brewer tickets this time around. The last Brewer ticket giveaway that we have for the season. It's for the game on Friday, September 26th, against the Cincinnati Reds at AmFam Field. So you need to download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Store and go to WMDX and text us the word blue. That's B-L-U-E. You have until 8 a.m. to text that in. Blue, B-L-U-E. This is a statewide contest. There'll be other chances to win later in the day. So keep it right here on WMDX. And you could be going to that game. We'll notify you if you are the winner. Okay. It is a Friday morning. We have Savannah Tomei Olson with us every Friday to give us an update of what's going on around Madison and around the area. Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning, guys. Every week feels like it's a month at this point.
There's so much going on.
You know, I have
it
to.
It never ends.
I have to say that, you know, I'm almost brought to tears every time I hear your homeless encampment story.
Oh man!
Out on Dairy Drive, that encampment is going away just because of one vote. I hate to be the person who cast that one vote. Actually, at this point, after hearing the pleas from one of the individuals that doing something so simple in life was so important to that woman that you interviewed. It was just, it tugs at my heart every time I hear it. It's just outrageous that, you know, when we do something like an encampment, it seems like such a good idea. It seemed to work.
It did seem to work. Yeah.
So why not keep something that works instead of having these artificial deadlines, right?
The big thing for the city was that the money ran out. All the money to pay for it came from federal pandemic dollars, and they were trying to figure out other ways and other places to find the money, and that's pretty much the bottom line there, especially as they have the men's shelter that's expected to open in the spring. But even then, that leaves a gap for the men in the Dairy Drive community, because I think it's supposed to open in April or May of next year.
Beautiful.
That doesn't account for the women who are there, because we don't really have too many women's shelters here either. So, yeah, that was kind of a devastating one to listen to. They had lots of testimony from residents of Dairy Drive. There are at least four of them. And that was kind of a gut wrencher to listen to. And, you know,
it really
from my
was.
House with air conditioning, with a warm bed to sleep in every night, you know, it just kind of hits you.
Right. It really does. Now, if it had one, how would they have paid for that? Did they have an alternative funding source of some sort?
Apparently
not. If it had passed?
One of the alders, Davy Meyer, was trying to find money from the county, which always kind of prickles people on both sides of that equation as they try to, as they say, well, you over at the county have the money to help pay for this, right? And the county's like, we don't. Do you have it at the city? But either way, from what I read, it sounded like there just wasn't enough on either side. And you talked about it failing by one vote. There was one abstention in that vote too. And I imagine that had to be a tough one for everybody to cast, really.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And Savannah, another news item here. The Metro drivers have a new contract, right? Metro Transit.
That's right. Yeah. They have been working without one for the last 9 or 10 months here, and they've been very vocal about what they want in their negotiations, especially as we've seen all these weird attacks on bus drivers kind of increase over the last few months. So they get 3% raises year over year, and this was a big one. They're going to get payments to keep up with inflation, so they'll all get bonuses for the time that they did not have a contract. And then they're going to continue to work with Teamsters Local 120 on their safety measures, considering that's been such a weird trend we've seen since the start of 2025.
Yeah, some kind of outfit, some kind of rugged wear that they could put on.
Really?
A bubble. Just a big bubble.
Yes, a big bubble, yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And we just have a minute or two here. We lost a couple of Madison music figures. Herb Frank, which John and I John and I both knew Herb.
That's right.
Frank family from Frank Productions. He passed away. And the other one was Bob Queen, right?
It was Bob Queen. He started Fête de Marquette. That was his baby. But he also built up lots of other festivals. That includes the Orton Park Festival, which has now been around for 60 years. And there was a really beautiful story in the State Journal that talked about, you know, how all these other people just got basically roped into Bob's shenanigans to be part of these community festivals that almost entirely raised money for good causes around the Madison area. And it also talked about how there was one last private performance outside his hospital room before he died, which is a pretty cool thing.
That is very cool.
Well, Savannah, thank you for updating us. We hope you have a good weekend. We'll talk to you again next week. Very good. Thank you. That's Savannah Tome Olson, WMDX News. Yes. Okay.
All right. Well, let's get to, do we have one more thing?
No. Well, we have a couple people on the line.
Oh, we do. Yes. That's right. Charles. Charles is on the line.
Charles
has
been holding for a while. Good morning, Charles. What do you have for us?
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Friday and happy anniversary.
Well, thank you.
Yes, you guys said it on here. Follow the money.
Yes.
Money, the money says it all. And then Trump. I've never seen a person that does not know how to keep their mouth closed. He came out and said it. They never report anything good about me. They talk about me. Oh, shut up. What happened to the party of manly men? I've never seen a bunch of men that whine as much as the guys in this party. Their reporters are always crying and whining. And I still say it's Friday and we have yet to see this young man's internet searches, social media footprint, anything. But my theory is that it doesn't fit their narrative that they are trying to put out there. And my last point, I'm tired of non-white people trying to tell black people what racism is. Mm. Charlie Kirk was a racist. There's no way to spin it. Mm-hmm. He said horrible things about black people. So I don't want to bring up anybody's name, but for anybody that loves to call in and say, well, this is what Charlie Kirk meant. What he meant is what he said.
Exactly.
When I get in the airport and I see a black pilot, I wonder if they're qualified enough. What else is that outside of a nasty racist comment?
Yeah.
Black women don't have the brain power. Well, my daughters are black women, and they have the brain power to compete with anybody out there.
I know. How could you not interpret it the way he said it?
We're hearing
what he's saying in context. What am I supposed to go to some reference point, you know, 3 weeks before where he complimented a black individual because that black individual supported him, so he's going to be nice to them. So he's nice to some African-Americans out there. But no, you know, the thing is, he came out against him. He saw color first, and he always wondered, are they qualified? That is racism, pure and simple.
Always that person is, I got a black friend.
Yeah, that's right.
That's it.
It doesn't work that way. They're always trying to, this is what Trump really meant.
Yeah.
No, we know what he meant because we heard it with our own two ears. Stop trying to gaslight us. Yeah. We're not stupid.
All right, Charles. Thanks for the call. It was very important to get to. I appreciate it.
Let's go to Dick.
All right.
Dick, good morning.
Good morning. Here to everything Charles just said. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine? Okay. You get rid of Jimmy Kimmel. Let's just take for granted what CJ said about sponsorship. Let's just say it's true. I don't believe it, but mm-hmm. another thing. Yeah. Can you imagine if Barack Obama or Joe Biden would have just said, you know what, I'm pulling the plug on Fox News. What do you think CJ and the Republican Party would be saying?
Right.
I mean, he's threatening ABC right now. He said it in his own words yesterday, you know.
Yep.
He's thinking about pulling the plug on him. Mm. Well, really, what do you think they would be saying if either of those two presidents would have said the same thing about Fox?
I agree, right. And everybody's bringing that up now because, you know, again, if you just look in a mirror, what do you think? What do you think if Obama had done this? What if Biden had gone after them? This, they would go ballistic. Well, they've already gone ballistic.
Yeah. And also to Herb Frank's passing, I mean, what a great, great guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
He set me up with tickets for Chicago when they were at the Overture Center years back.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, just get me in the house because I was late. And I was sitting 8-10 rows away.
Yeah. Should I tell my story about?
Yes.
This doesn't have to do with Herb. It has to do with Freddie Frank.
Yeah, his son.
Right. His son, who was controlling a lot of the concerts at the time. I was at WIBA-FM. And we get calls every once in a while at the station, and people say, hey, I've got some tickets for Fleetwood Mac, and I'd like to, you know, have somebody buy them for me or get them from me. And I said, okay, we'll pass that along. And I thought, you know what? I want those tickets. So I bought the tickets from this guy. Yeah. I went to the Coliseum. Freddie Frank comes over to the aisle that I'm sitting in and motions me over. He says, you got to leave. I said, what do you mean I've got to leave? He said, well, you know, the guy paid for the tickets, but then he stopped payment on him with his charge card. And I had to leave. So he kicked me out of the Coliseum. I was doing mornings at WIBA. I suppose it didn't really matter to him.
No. But those tickets were no longer valid.
Well, I never held it against him. I just thought it was a funny story. You know, another one of Curb Your Enthusiasm moments.
Yeah. Dick, thank you for that call.
Yeah, thanks for letting me tell my story.
Yes.
I still have to get that off my chest.
I know. No, it's good. 18 minutes past the hour, and let's see here. We've got a new contest that starts on Monday. It's Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. You can find out more about it. We're previewing it today, but it'll be starting Monday morning, a brand new contest, daily prizes of $200 in cash, also some gold jewelry up for grabs, and two club-level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay on November 23rd. That all starts on Monday throughout the Civic Media Radio Network. So tune in.
All right.
It's 19 minutes past the hour. Coming up in just a few minutes, Rocker is here with a Max Inc. preview. We'll look ahead to some great music happening in the area and great original music happening in southern Wisconsin, throughout the state, actually.
Brittany Merlot coming up as well. And finally, a cut from David Letterman.
Oh, yes. Yes, he's got something
His comments
to say.
About Jimmy Kimmel.
And the latest from Colbert on Jimmy Kimmel as well. It's all coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
We can change the world. We are ready.
Oh, yes, WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the Morning. Text here. Interesting one. If the January 6th protesters were Antifa, and they've, of course, been accused of being Antifa, then why did Trump pardon them? All right. Well, that's a good question.
It is a good question. We've got questions on our website, WMDXradio.com, the poll question. Which part of the Beltline has the worst traffic when it gets really busy? And this is the last day to get in on this, but it looks like a runaway for the Midvale Boulevard, Verona Road exit, yeah. Todd Drive, Fish Hatch area. That area gets the busiest. And
it's the whole damn Beltline.
It is the whole Beltline. Yeah, okay.
Let's not soft sell this thing.
All right.
And then they didn't even put a North Beltline in. Boy, don't get me going on this. All right.
Rocker's in the studio. We'll get to him in about 15 minutes.
Why not talk to Brittany Merlot?
10 minutes.
I mean,
yes.
She's here. She managed to get a few rain showers on my deck. My newly applied seal on my deck. So thank you, Brittany.
Yeah, good morning, Brittany.
Good morning. I'm sorry. I had a feeling it could happen. I was hoping it didn't.
Yeah.
And, I'm so sorry. I was thinking about you this morning, actually. I was
like, well, John's counting on you to come up and help him reseal the deck. So you guys can talk about that after the show.
No, you don't have to.
No, that would be so fun. You're awesome. I'd help.
Well, 100%. Great. Oh, I'd love that. All right. What's going on for the weekend? What's the weather for the weekend going to be? Will it be hot, cold, rain,
snow? We have a jingle somewhere. Okay, never mind. Brittany, what do you think?
You guys?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be damp and dreary, windy, wet. So grab that umbrella. We've got this big low pressure system that's slowly moving here. And then another one wants to combine with it to kind of stall it and then bring even more rain potentially early next week. It's a mess. We'll put it that way. Wow. So right now we've got spots of fog. We've got a few more scattered sprinkles just to the southwest of the city. Those will be moving in shortly. Temperatures in those mid 60s. It'll be mostly cloudy all day today, pretty much. I should hit 80. Still getting breezy. Wow. Winds out of the east with rain expected again starting probably this afternoon. I want to say some storms are going to spark maybe around midnight in your area and kind of continue through the overnight. I think we have a chance for a drier morning tomorrow and then more rain in the afternoon and then more storms again at night. But temperatures tomorrow a little bit cooler to the upper 70s and then by Sunday into the mid 60s. Sunday might be the driest day during the day, but then, like I mentioned, that next system moves in. So late Sunday, Monday, we could get some downpours there.
Okay.
So, yeah, well, mud boots, rain boots, umbrella, all
really?
That.
Get the mucklucks out. Yay. Hip waders. Okay.
Right.
Okay. And I was telling people, too, I'm such a weirdo. I thought this morning, I was like, I want to see everybody's umbrella. So send me a picture on Facebook of your umbrella, if it's a different design, something cool.
Really?
Or if you get caught in the rain, send me a video.
And what is your Facebook site?
Merlot's Weather.
There you go.
Merlot's Weather. Okay.
Brittany Merlot.
All right.
You'll find me.
Very good, Brittany.
Thank you.
We'll have people do that.
All
thanks.
Right. You have a great weekend.
Yep. We'll talk to you Monday. That's Brittany Merlot, WMDX meteorologist.
All right. Okay. Let's just go and play this cut from David Letterman, his response to the Kimmel debacle that took place. Let's listen to it.
Here we go.
Tell us what you think about what happened last night to Jimmy Kimmel.
Well, this is misery. And in the world of somebody who is an authoritarian, maybe a dictatorship, sooner or later, everyone is going to be touched. But this is me. For 30 years, I did this for a living. So I see this happen. They took care of Colbert. That was rude. That was inexcusable. The man deserves a great deal of credit. He's in the Hall of Fame 9 times. And to be manipulated like that because the Ellison family didn't want to trouble Donald Trump with this move, so they got rid of him. Not only got rid of him, got rid of the whole franchise. You're not going to have to worry about anything, Larry. It's all gone. It's fine. Good night. And then my good friend Jimmy Kimmel. I feel bad about this because we all see where this is going, correct? It's managed media, and it's no good. It's silly. It's ridiculous, and you can't go around firing somebody because you're fearful or trying to suck up to an authoritarian, a criminal administration in the Oval Office. That's just not how this works.
David Letterman.
Beautiful.
We have time for the Colbert cut. This is Stephen Colbert last night about, play the cut.
Yeah.
Shortly after Carr makes his statements about
Brendan
ABC,
Carr.
Kimmel gets yanked off the air. This decision
came after senior executives at ABC, Disney, and affiliates convened emergency meetings during which multiple execs felt that Kimmel had not actually said anything over the line, but the threat of Trump administration retaliation loomed. As one source at ABC put it, they were pissing themselves all day. On the bright side, that proves Disney is number one in streaming. Now, this may seem bad, but Carr was quick to reassure everyone, posting, "While this may be an unprecedented decision, it is important for broadcasters to push back on Disney programming that they determine falls short of community values." Well, you know what my community values are, Buster? Freedom of speech.
Or, that's a big one.
Or, as Alexander Hamilton called it, Hakuna Matata.
All right. There you go. Stephen Colbert last night.
Yes. Quite the commentary. A lot of this is going on. And, of course, you know, we'll find out what The Daily Show has to say about all of this.
Yeah, Jon Stewart made an appearance last night.
That's right. Yep.
And he's usually only there on Mondays now. But, yeah, this is special. Anyway.
We only got to three cuts today, and I put a lot of preparation into this.
A lot of show. It's 29 past. When we come back, it's Rocker in the studio with a Max Inc. preview right here with John and Gordy on WMDX.
A lot of banjo music
coming
up.
Stay with us. Oh.
What an introduction.
He is the Rocker.
Wow.
Good morning, Rocker.
What's happening, guys? Thanks for having me, man. I love that song. It's so funny. He'll tell you when he likes it, right?
Yeah. We threw that line in just for you, yes.
Oh, that is
it
so
is
funny.
7:36, John and Gordy, along with Rocker and Dominic Lee, our producer. Rain showers off and on today, highs in the upper 70s. Rocker, it's Max Inc. preview time, so let's get going. You got
Max
a lot of
Inc.
great
Radio.
Music this weekend. Right?
We do. There's a lot of things happening. Max Inc. Radio, of course, Saturday night, 6 to 9 p.m. right here on WMDX 92.7 and the podcast on civicmedia.us/Max Inc. Radio. This week, Artifacts. She's going to be in here. She's a painter, a muralist, a DJ. She does a lot of the murals you see around town. They're giant.
Oh, yeah.
You know, sides of buildings. We're going to talk to her about that because she started over in Spain. We want to hear what's going on with her. The Skin Tones, they are just a legendary punk band here in Madison. They've been around for probably 25 years. They have a bunch of shows coming up and some new music. Drummer Anthony Edward Leskin, and he'll be in here to tell us all about that. Because they have a show coming up, including the Mad Farm Moto Halloween Bash, which is just crazy, in a party barn down on Highway 14.
What?
Yeah. There's a couple of party barns out there in Brooklyn that have these, you know, big concerts now. It's pretty crazy.
No, I did not know that.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
Party barns are a thing now, you know, and
what is this, like a rave-up party out in a barn? Is that...
No, it's like actually a bunch of... Well, the first night is kind of metal, and the second night is... a bunch of different genres.
Okay.
But they have a moto track out there. They bring in food trucks. It's two stages, one in the top of the barn and one in the bottom of the barn. You know, it's
just like the wedding barn thing.
Yeah, right. Yeah, except for they've gone crazy. Now they're like you know, just regular shows, like concerts. You know, so people, you know, aren't necessarily getting married.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You know, you can usually camp there. You know, nice. You have to drive home. You know,
excellent.
So they're pretty cool. So we'll hear all about the party barn.
Who's the farmer that rented out for Woodstock?
Max Yasger.
Yeah,
yeah, Yasger's farm. There you go.
That was a long time ago. Okay.
Live from the Mad City, we have the Mascot Theory this week. Mascot Theory has a brand new album out, Cosmic Hit and Run. And they're going to be performing songs from their new album. So that'll be really cool to hear in Flannel Fest and stuff. So let's get right on to Mascot Theory. Like I said, Cosmic Hit and Run. It's out October 3rd. It grew out of frontman Eric Kjellin's journey through loss and survival. The songs were written as a way of processing delayed grief after the loss of his father during the pandemic. And then, of course, he was just recently admitted with some brain issues that he had to have a surgery on. So now this album kind of documents that. They have an album release show Sunday, October 5th at Atwood Music Hall. And then Friday, November 21st, it's the 12th annual Flannel Fest Keep Wisconsin Warm and Cool Fund. They've raised $169,000 already. That's going to be at the Barrymore Theater with the Record Company, the Mascot Theory, Beth Kelly Band, and American Scarecrows. Right here on WMDX, they will be performing live from the Mad City on Max Inc. Radio, 8 to 9 p.m. this Saturday night. The Mascot Theory will be performing songs from their new album, so check it out. Let's hear one of them. This is called Got a Grip. This is the Mascot Theory.
Cross my heart and hope to fly into a sunset painted sky. Passing ships and star-crossed lovers, peek your eyes from undercovers. Cross my heart and hope to fly into a sunset painted sky. Passing ships and star-crossed lovers, peek your eyes from undercovers. I'm barely hanging on.
That's a really nice song.
Yeah.
Really good stuff.
They're such a great band.
And it's not even out yet. So you guys have a preview. That's
good. And it's got John and Gordy endorsement right here. Yes. Big thumbs up from both of us. Yeah. You know, it brings back the old days when we were at 92.
Yeah.
We played a lot of local music. We added them to our playlists.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one thing that didn't transfer over to Triple M, unfortunately. You know, playing the local music. And that's why you're here, Rocker.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And we definitely keep local music going.
Yeah.
Make sure to check out the Mascot Theory this Saturday night live right here in our studio. By the way, they're going to have the full band. So we're going to have a full drum set out in the lounge. We're going to have this place wired like a UFO in here.
Okay. By the way, last Sunday was your big show, and I missed it, and I had to take care of the grandkids, and it was driving me crazy. I really wanted to be there, but Iron Plow was playing.
Man.
How did it go?
Oh, we did the fundraiser for Big John. My comeback show was great. There were tons of people there. It was filmed by UW Health, and thanks to everybody that came out. I saw a ton of faces, a lot of people that I hadn't seen in some time who came out. And supported me and supported John. And by the way, we just picked up another Iron Plow show.
Really?
This Sunday, September 21st, 6 p.m. at the Annex in the Red Zone over there on Regent Street. We're going to be opening for the Black Moods, which is pretty cool. And I'm going to tell you about that great band in 1 second.
All right.
But just to give you another slice of Iron Plow, my band Iron Plow, I brought in a new clip from a different song. I don't think I've played this one yet. So this is my band Iron Plow. This is called Promised Land.
Well, here I go again. I gather all my friends. They say their last goodbye, but this is not the end. Let's do it one more time. Let's hit the streets and run. When we're together, we only want to have some fun. I feel a little high. I feel a little low. Don't think I need to tell you that that number before we hit the floor. You know it's not enough. I need a man.
So clean. Nice. Really, it's pure rock and roll. Great stuff. Really.
Thanks, man.
It's great.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. And it's going to be a lot of fun coming up this Sunday, September 21st, 5 p.m. Doors open. It's an 18-plus show at the Annex at the Red Zone, Regent Street. Used to be the Regent Street Retreat. It's what I'm trying to say. It's presented by Midwest Mix-Up. Now, the Black Moods, they're a three-piece power trio. They're born in the deserts of Arizona. They tour constantly. And, you know, when the pandemic came out, they were 500 Days of Silence. So they made a documentary movie on what they did through the pandemic. It's available on YouTube. It's pretty cool. It's called 500 Days of Silence. And the band is really good. The Black Moods with Embers Rise, Fist Piston. They're out of Baraboo, Iron Plow, and Groove Society this Sunday at the Annex. We got enough time for one?
Yeah.
All right. Well, go for it. Let's hear the Black Moods. This is a brand new song from them. This is called Suit Yourself. The Black Moods from Arizona. They'll be this Sunday at the Annex with Iron Plow.
Okay.
So theannexmadison.com. You can get tickets.
Sounds good. Hey, let's go to the phones. Catherine Lake is on the line this morning. Good morning, Catherine.
Hey, Catherine.
Sorry I had to interrupt because I know that you go through a lot of bands and I don't want to take any extra time except to say, Rocker, I finally got to see Iron Plow last weekend.
What'd you think?
I thought with that hair, your long hair, and it's a rock band, that you'd be like this crazy drummer going all over the place, like a flipping heart stop. You were so precise and calm. You were remarkable to watch. Yeah. I just thought, my God, this guy knows what he's doing on those damn drums. And my kid, Mikey, in the car, she was there too, and I think Mikey really liked it, right? Yeah, he said yes.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, nice. Oh, thank you great. So much. I really appreciate it. Yeah, it was such a fun show and, you know, a lot of energy and band was great.
Yeah.
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 All right.
Can't wait. Sunday. Thanks.
Okay. Catherine, thank you for that call. All right. We got time for one more here.
All right. Sean Michael Dargan, he's got a new song out, A Million Words or Less. He is going to be playing with Bing Bong Saturday, September 27th at the Harmony Bar on Atwood Avenue on the east side there. They just put out their sixth album, A Little Bit Distracted. You might know him with Sean Michael Dargan. He does the Madison Mystery Tour. He's the big 6'4". 6'4" is how tall he is. He's a tall guy, and he plays bagpipes. A couple extra factoids. Let's hear Sean Michael Dargan. No banjo in this song. This is A Million Words or Less.
All right.
Great lyrics.
Excellent.
I like that.
Excellent. Yeah, good sound.
Yeah.
Jean-Michel Dargan.
Yeah. Yep.
He's great. You might know him. He manages the students, the people who book all the music over at the Union.
Now, I didn't hear any bagpipes in there, in that particular song.
No, I mean, I just said he plays bagpipes. He's just...
If you play the bagpipes, put it in the song.
Oh, no.
We had the band here in the studio one time, and he pulled out his bagpipes and played them. He didn't have a song that had them, but he had to pull them out to let us know. I mean... Yeah. It's pretty. I've never even known anyone who played bagpipes.
You know,
have
you? When
I lived in Indiana, a neighbor in the next block over, played bagpipes, and every Sunday morning he'd get out there with the bagpipes on his front porch and played. But he'd play for like 3 hours. It was so irritating.
Oh,
I mean, I can take about 20 minutes of bagpipes.
I mean, everybody's got a bagpipe story. Maybe we should get him to text in or call in and give us your best bagpipe story.
We're coming right back with Rocker with a Max Inc. preview. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
This is WMDX and John and Gordy with Dom pushing the buttons for us and playing the music. And Rocker's also in the studio introducing us to a lot of great Wisconsin and local bands.
Yes. And what do you got for us here? We got a few more minutes here, Rocker.
Let's leave the local area and talk about somebody who's not from here. Last week, I told you about Lockie Doley. He was the whammy clavinet guy. Remember that? And he played a Hendrix song, Hammond organ.
Oh, yes. I saw a video of this guy.
Oh, yeah.
It was unbelievable.
So I thought I'd play another piece because the guy's really good. Organ, bass, drums, no guitar, and there's a three piece from Australia. Monday, September 22nd, 7:30. He's going to be at the High Noon Saloon. The guy's just totally amazing, and I thought, and he does like mostly cover songs because you know it's such in a different way. And this one is called A Woman. This is live in March of 2019. This is the Lockie Doley Group. They're coming to the High Noon September 22nd.
It's so amazing what he does this, with this keyboard, with the whammy bars. Somebody sent me a video with this, and he's just hitting this all the time. It's really cool.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds great.
And that's what he has. He has, you know, his Hammond organ, and he's got this whammy clavinet, which, you know, it's kind of really unique. I mean,
it almost looks like it looks like an old radio antenna or something that's kind of attached to, and it's. I mean, he can manipulate it. It's hard to explain.
I mean, it's definitely like an old time instrument. It's got to be from the 70s or something.
Some weird,
right?
You know,
It's pretty crazy.
I want to bring up a text we got here from Sarah O'Brien out in Fitchburg. Yeah. Heard you guys talking about party barns in Brooklyn, and she sent a poster of old time barn dance that's going on out there at
Saturday.
The O'Brien Barn.
Yeah, Saturday, October 11th.
And you mentioned, you know, like, Brooklyn's just...
Yeah.
You got a bunch of these barns.
And not Brooklyn, New York, right? Yeah, Brooklyn, Wisconsin. And it's just south of Madison by, like, 20 minutes. The Mad Farm Moto barn that I was talking about, that's right on Highway 14, just outside of Brooklyn. And then Brooklyn is like home of the party barns.
I know.
I mean, that's like their claim to fame now.
Okay. I smell a John and Gordy celebration.
I think so, yeah.
Wisconsin's new building is the party barn.
That's right.
Okay.
Watch well, it, though. You know, once the legislature gets a hold of this, they're going to start charging.
Actually, yeah. I think they're the ones who opened up the law so that the party barns could kind of exist more.
No kidding.
With alcohol laws, alcohol laws and such.
Okay. We got time maybe for another one here.
48th annual Willie Street Fair is coming up September 20th and 21st. That is really close. Tomorrow. Four stages, hundreds of vendors, kids stage and family activities, and the Sunday parade with the Bubble Mobile. You can't miss that. Right on Willie Street here on Madison's east side. There are some great bands there. First day is like on the main stage is huge tribute bands, right? Fun is a Fish tribute. Loving Cup, the Rolling Stones tribute. Purple Veins, a Prince tribute. And Hips Don't Lie, a Shakira tribute. And headlining, VO5. There's Josh Hardy, Blythe Gamble, the Rolling Dice, Lyndon the Zeros, the Periodicals, Beth Kelly Band, just tons of people playing.
Yeah.
Find the event on Facebook, search Willie Street Fair 2025. You'll find it. Right now, let's check out one of the bands that's coming is Blythe Gamble, and she is a female vocalist of the year for the Madison Area Music Association. This is from her album, The Real, Real for the Deal, 2019. This is Blythe Gamble and the Rolling Dice. This is Blues Man.
Met a man on a park bench. He said, sit down and talk to me. About what he said, if he was right or just crazy in the head, but I think he knows what he's talking about. And he said, quit your crying, little girl, there's a whole world living without it all.
Wow. John, I know how much you love the blues. Huh? You like that one?
I actually like that one. Yes. All right. Every once in a while, one breaks through.
It's not all just slow blues.
We'll be back to banjo soon.
Yeah, we'll get back to that.
I hope so.
Max Inc., Saturday nights, rocker.
Oh, yeah, this weekend, 6 to 9 p.m. here on WMDX 92.7. We have a great show coming up with Artifacts, The Skin Tones, and the Mascot Theory is right here performing live in our studio, 8 to 9 p.m.
All right. All right. Very good. Rocker, always good to see you.
Thank you, guys.
And Iron Appreciate Plow, what's
Iron
your next
Plow
year?
This Sunday at the Annex, 6 p.m.
Good times. Very
it's
good.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Opening for the Black Moods. Go check out the Black Moods. I think you'll really dig them. Three-piece power trio.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Thanks, Rocker.
Yeah.
Have a good weekend. Also want to thank Savannah Tomei Olson, Brittany Merlot, Pam Yonke for joining us today. On Monday, we'll be talking about Vegan Fest with Libby and Kristen. They're a couple of the organizers. John, you got big plans for the weekend? You're going to reseal the deck now? Is that the deal?
No, that's over. That's done. I'm just going to visit every one of the barns, the O'Brien barn and everybody else's barn.
Dom, you're going to Minnesota,
Minnesota,
right?
Yeah. Just going to chill out there.
Go watch some soccer.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. Stephanie Miller's next. Have a great day and a great weekend. So long.
Yes.
As we were saying, let the sun shine.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.